Now, I want to teach you what living the liturgy means. We've learned what the liturgy is, which includes the Mass, the Divine Office, which is a prayer that priests and religious pray, but also lay people who wish to. And it has several sections during the day, which you stop and pray to sanctify the entire day. And if it's a feast or a season, you bring the sense of that, the joy of the feast into the entire day. It includes a morning prayer, an evening prayer. There are three sections of daytime prayer you may pray, and contemplative sisters pray this throughout their day. There's a mid-morning prayer, a midday prayer, a mid-afternoon prayer, and then there's also a night prayer, and there's a longer prayer called the Office of Readings, which is a very beautiful, and for anyone who really wants to enter into the liturgy, I highly recommend getting the four-volume set of the Divine Office and praying that for the hours and understanding how beautiful the liturgy is and how it teaches us. So living the liturgy, so in addition to the Mass and Divine Office, it also includes the knowing and celebrating the liturgical year and the feast days, and then also the sacraments. Those are the public prayer of the Church, which we offer to God the Father in the Holy Spirit through Jesus. And it is very powerful and perfect because it's Jesus offering it to the Father. And it also unites us. It's extremely amazing. We're a universal church, so the liturgy is the same throughout the world. If I'm praying the liturgy of the office here, the liturgy of the hours, the Divine Office here, someone in Japan is praying the same prayers in their language and offering them to God, or the same is true of the Mass. It's all the same around the world. It's really remarkable. I have a daily book of prayers, and it always focuses on the Sunday readings, and someone I knew took their book with them when they went to Scotland, and of course, because it's a universal church, she was amazed, and she was a convert, but that of course the preparation I gave her for the readings here in the USA fit perfectly over in Scotland. So the liturgy is powerful and a strong symbol also of our unity, a universal church. Now, it also teaches us, when you live the liturgy, and this is what we want to teach you to teach your children if you're not already doing that, you enter into the mysteries that we're celebrating in the church, and that's what you want to capture for your students and or in the home, for your children, for your family. And I'm just going to read you a little section of the Second Vatican Council's document on the liturgy, in which it's telling us about the liturgical year. And it really says what I hope that even the missionaries of the liturgy would do for people. Holy Mother Church, and this is section 102 in the chapter on the liturgical year, Holy Mother Church believes that it is for her to celebrate the saving work of her divine spouse in a sacred commemoration on certain days throughout the course of the year, once each week on the day which she has called the Lord's Day. She keeps the memory of the Lord's resurrection. She also celebrates it once every year, together with his blessed passion at Easter, that most solemn of all feasts. In the course of the year, moreover, she unfolds the whole mystery of Christ, from the incarnation and nativity to the ascension to Pentecost and the expectation of the blessed hope of the coming of the Lord. Thus recalling the mysteries of the redemption, she opens up to the faithful the riches of her Lord's powers and merits, so that these are in some way made present for all time. The faithful lay hold of them and are filled with saving grace. So, I think you can get from that paragraph the power of the liturgy and the power of living the liturgy. And that mentions what you really do is when you live the liturgy, you relive the mysteries of Christ that you're celebrating. So like as you anticipate the birth of Christ, you are excited that Christ will be born. And you know that Christmas we do better than any other I mean, we know, we're excited, we have a little crib. And then the same, I think anyone who lives the liturgy knows, like during Lent, we enter into the Passion of the Lord. We go to the Stations of the Cross. We feel sad, and then when he rises, we're filled with joy. So that is what living the liturgy is.